Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Buffalo lawmakers are exploring the creation of a city-owned ambulance service. By unanimous vote, the Common Council approved a resolution asking the City Fire Department and the Department of Finance and Administration to report on the financial feasibility of establishing an ambulance service. The move follows complaints of late response times from American Medical Response, or AMR, which is the contracted ambulance service for the city. Over 1 million families in New York State will be receiving direct payments from the state government in the coming months as part of a tax credit program. According to Governor Kathy Hochul, the supplemental payments range from 25% to 100% of what parents received through the Empire State Child Credit for the tax year of 2023.
And can you imagine the timing of that? Right while you're out there doing that last-minute school shopping. That's why we wanted to do this for New Yorkers. And the best part is New Yorkers don't have to do anything to receive this payment. No forms, no phone calls, no hoops to jump through. It's just going to come to them.
The direct payments amount to about $350 million in total. The state will start mailing the checks next month. And the Erie County Sheriff's Office says one of its patrol vehicles was involved in a hit-and-run crash early Tuesday. The incident occurred around 3:50 in the morning on Connection Drive in Clarence when a deputy's vehicle was struck by an oncoming black SUV which drove away on Worley Drive at a high rate of speed.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
300 workers at a nursing home in Amherst will not be walking off the job today after reaching an 18-month tentative bargaining agreement. According to SEIU 1199, workers at the Weinberg campus were set to go on strike today over unpaid health care and pension benefits, low wages, and other grievances. Despite the agreement, union officials are still calling for Weinberg campus president Robert Mayer and the nursing home's board of directors to be replaced. Buffalo's home to two new works of art after both installations were unveiled Tuesday. One of the installations, a series of five double-sided steel sculptures of people in active poses, was installed near Days Park in Allentown after nearly a decade of work by artist Mark Griffiths.
And what we've seen, when we've been putting it up, hundreds of people stopped by, and they broke out into the most beatific smiles, and little kids are mimicking the dancing movements and giving the sculpture high five. That's the intent of the piece, so I couldn't have been more pleased.
The other art installation, a mural by Ben Volta and Idris Wajed, went up at the Jesse Nash Health Center on William Street. The painting depicts two colorful silhouettes and is the first painting to go on an Erie County building. And a black bear is on the loose in Amherst. The bear was spotted on Sherbrooke Avenue. Amherst police are monitoring the bear with support of the State Department of Environmental Conservation, and they are asking residents to avoid approaching, confronting, or feeding the bear and to keep any pets or children inside.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.